Sivov, page 532. Higien lahar oligay. Shulchan Aruch is now going to analyze something which we mentioned previously, but he's going to go into greater detail, and he's going to qualify something we said earlier. Okay, once you reach to the Higil Egei, if you reach the valley, Lahar Olegei, to the Har or the valley, Kol Mashu Memenu Mekneged O'i Urocho Mechamishim Amo, She'en Yochal Avliyoi. Is there a picture here? So in Aftoli, did we do Siv Hei? Oh, good, fine, sorry, yeah. Okay, we're up to Siv Hei. If you reach the valley, if you've got picture 11, that, again, you're walking around with this stick, a stick has got this thing hanging in the bottom. By the way, I think this picture cannot be realistic.
Why can it not be realistic, Benjamin?
Out of proportion, and also something else. Physically, I don't think it's possible. If there's I think you have to lift up the stick higher in order for it to. Yeah, okay, whatever. So this stick is 4 amas. So im chirtem mishkolis mizachim inigdamata ab amas. If it's within 4 amas, ozroi im yochal avliyoi bechavel shchamishim amam avliyoi. So if it's possible to do picture 12, then you should do picture number 12. That's the equivalent of your idea, just with regards to a valley as opposed to a mountain. So basically, if it's very steep, you do picture 12. If there's a certain angle, like in picture 11, that it's very, very deep, that's the purpose of picture 11, to show you the angle, then you should do picture number 12. Have you got the equivalent? Mr. Berlin, have you got also that? You just take a 50 amma string and you go and you send your twin brother across, and then you've got the 50 ammas like this. If you're unable to do that, if you're unable to do picture number 12, you should do picture number 13. Okay, what's picture number 13? You wanna measure the length of the valley. So what you do is you look at the gentleman on top, okay, and the gentleman on his next to him. Have you got something similar to that?
Yeah.
So can somebody explain that?
Steps,
indeed. That's what you do. That's how you're gonna get to the exact and precise length of this valley. You stand there. You put the string low down, and then it's 4 amas again. It's 4 amas. And then the gentleman on the other side, he stands and he puts it on the base, the height of his heart. He then subsequently turns around and he sends the former gentleman who was on top of the mountain. He's now standing in the valley. And then you do so, you carry on doing so, 4 amas, 4 amas, 4 amas, 4 amas, until you've got the entire length of the valley. He says, if it is, if you've got picture 14, which means that it's exceedingly steep, and it's within 4 amas, then what you should do, you can actually ignore it. As we discussed previously, you can just ignore the 4 amas. So here is the point. If you've got very, very steep, like in picture 14, then if it's and it's less than 4 amas from where the man is standing on top of the hill and the bottom of the valley, it's less than 4 amas. So it's mamash, how should we call it? It's a cliff. That's what it is. It's very literally a cliff. You can ignore the couple of amas between you and, how should we call it? Between you and the what? The ground. Yeah, you can ignore that. You can ignore the horizontal distance, which is less than 4 amas. And certainly you can ignore the cliff aspect, and you can just start counting from the bottom of the cliff, which basically means you're probably gaining couple of amas. And here it comes again, the point that we discussed previously. That means that a sat nav or a Google Maps, or a thing, is not going to be the right tool to use to measure 2,000 amas of the tchum. We have, it's not scientific. It's halachic and not scientific, 2,000 amas. Because we had, you might lose a couple of amas, which we can ignore. Yeah. Okay. See, Vav is going to discuss picture number 18. So what's picture number 18 showing us? You've got a city on the right-hand side. What are we trying to display over here? This is a very important shaila. Look at picture 18 and 19, which is our sieve, sieve 4. Okay, so what we are doing over here is as follows. It's really important. Can you see the two gentlemen on the extreme on picture 18? What are they doing? As opposed to the gentleman climbing up the mountain on picture 19. What's the difference? What are we trying to do over here in picture 18? What is the gain of doing that? Much easier, of course. And what is he trying to do? He's trying to get the 2,000 amas from the city. Now, when you want to know the 2,000 amas from the city, and there's a mountain right next to you, you want to know as to whether you can do what the gentlemen are doing on picture 18. So what we've got over here is a mountain next to a city. But the mountain is not so big. It is not like the Himalaya mountain, this gigantic Himalaya mountain range, which is as big, which you can actually apparently see from the moon. Yeah? Can you see the Himalaya from the moon? So they say. Probably. The Himalayas. Yeah? You can for sure see them from the moon. Okay, if you're talking about mountains of thousands and thousands of kilometers long, not high, long, then they wouldn't apply. But if you've got a city, right opposite you there's a mountain, but actually a little bit to the east and a little bit to the west, it's flat. Look at picture 18 carefully. You'll see there's a city on the right. But if you go a bit further north and you go a bit further south, you will see that actually the mountain is it's flat land. So what you want to do is you want to save yourself the tich of picture 19. Forget about bothering schlepping up in this heat, schlepping out this mountain and down again. Forget that. Have a much better etzer. Go to the north and to the south, and then do what the gentlemen on the picture 18 are doing. Saves you the tich of picture 19 of going up the mountain, which is, as we discussed, remember picture 13? It's quite a tich to do that, to go the step way of doing 4 hours, but 4 hours, 4 hours, 4 hours. So picture 18 is far, far, far easier to do. Can you do this, yes or no? So again, the question is, you've got a city, and right opposite you there's a mountain, but the mountain is not very long, and there is a flat area on the north and the south. Can you just ignore the mountain and measure the tchum like the gentlemen are doing in picture 18? Yes or no? No. Yeah. The question is, if it works, would it work? Could you do that? Could you do that? Should do? Yeah? Sounds like a very good idea. Sivav, let's go Sivav. Higiala har, oile gay, if you reach a mountain or valley, if a cholmar shum meget, memenu, mekineget or ear, hurach mechimishimamo, shen yochal avlioi, kigoin shum mizrach or ear, vichol oich mizrach en yochal avlioi, let me just get to the end of the sieve and then explain. Him yochal avlioi, besoich alpaim, shal tzad tzofan adorim, hirach hasham beavlioi, kivin shu adain, besoich hatchum, shal tzad oye, these are the points. Havali men yochal avlioi, besoich alpaim, shal tzad oye, lo yisrach higioi, shal tzad oye, kidei leavlioi. If you look carefully, in the picture 18, you have got the answer. If you look very, very carefully, the difference between picture 18 and 19 is actually very well explained in his pictures. Because, can you see on the picture 18, it says, next to the city, to the arrow facing down, what does it say? What does it say? 2,000 amas. So since it's within 2,000 amas, you can do picture 18. But if you look at picture 19, it says, what does it say? That's right. It says, Yoisem 2,000 Amah. And therefore, you cannot do this anymore. So we are, Binyamin, it's very much good to do with your point. So if to reach the flat area, you need to go more than 2,000 Amahs, then you can't do this. You have to do the step ladder away of picture 13, which is equivalent to picture 19. But if you don't have to go 2,000 Amahs, you know, this way or that way, if it's literally just 1,000, 1,500 Amahs, you don't even have to count it. You go there, you go across, flat land, and then you go back again without counting. That's the way you're going to measure the 2,000 Amahs. Make sense? Makes sense. So this wouldn't work. It only works for mountains, which are, how should we describe it? Can you have your better ways of explaining it? Yeah. Yes. 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 So can somebody rephrase this in a better way than I just? How do you say it? That you can ignore the mountain. You can just count the flat area. If, how do you say it after? Pardon, if? If it's the boundaries of the city, if it's within yeah, that's right, very good. Oh, that's good, very good, that's well said. If the flat area is within the 2,000 amas of the city, within the tchum of the city, that's where the flat area start. Yeah, is that? Oh, that's it. If the mountain starts within 2,000 amas, then you could go around it. That's, yeah, is that well explained? Is that, yeah? Then you can ignore that mountain. You can go, you can do picture 19, 18. But if it's further away, the mountain is further, if you can only reach flat land by going more than 2,000 amas, then you've got to do picture 13 or picture 19. Mr. Benin, does that make sense what I'm explaining? Picture, the difference between picture 18 and 19. Can someone explain it? I'm feeling that I'm not explaining it well. Can somebody explain the difference between picture 18 and 19? Yeah. The edge, yeah. I suppose, yeah. No, it's just that if you have to go more than 2,000 amas, then you can't count the flat way. Then you have to go through the mountain. Yeah, but then it's not. Then you mustn't ignore the mountain. You have to go through the mountain. It's part of the mitzvah of medidas at chum. You have to do it that way. Okay, Siv Zayin is teaching us ein soimchin elu medidas od mumcha. Not every random person may do the tchum counting and measuring. He must be somebody who needs to be some expert. Somebody understands the halachas, and somebody says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chofres, which is four lines from the bottom. If somebody's got to know what he's doing, all these halachas are complex. All these halachas are complicated. You've got to know when do you do like this, how do you hold it, what kind of string, when do you do the picture 13, when can you ignore it and do picture 14, when can you ignore the mountain, when not, when can you do picture 12, when you can't, how do you do picture 7. All those things are complex halachas, and you've got to work it out how to do that. And therefore, you can only ask an expert to do the tchum, and you can't just be any random person. What happens if you've got a Tchum Shabbos who's been established since your great-grandfather's generation? You know you can only walk up to the bridge on the M1 bridge. That's how far you can walk. How do you know? Because you heard that from your grandfather. He in turn heard it from his grandfather. And he in turn heard it from his great-grandfather, who was one of the first settlers in the UK. So if it's that kind of thing that you've been going from day to day, if it's well established, you heard from your uncle, that's how far you can walk, then that's how far you can walk. So if somebody comes along now and it says, actually, you can't go to the bridge, it's too far. You can only go to the last house there before the, I don't know, whatever, till whatever. You can only go. So what happens? Do you have to listen to the gentleman, the newcomer who is coming with a stringency, or not? Can you just go with your tradition or not? Very interesting shaila. What if somebody on the contrary says, you can walk all the way till Elstree. Somebody comes along and he says, no, what's going on? If you cannot walk till Elstree, you can only walk till you can't make it that far. Or vice versa. I'm just saying, if there's a certain tradition that's been established, you can walk to a certain point. Somebody else comes now with a long, wide beard and he says, no, you can walk much further than that. Do you listen to him? Yes or no? Do you go with traditions and chazokas or not? Tradition might be the wrong word. It's a chazoka, an established. So the halacha is as follows, Rabbi Yosef, Sif Ches, Hoylonu Tchumei Shabbos, if there is Tchumei Shabbos, Muchzokin, which are well established, Uvo Mumche V'modat, and there is a person, an expert person, and start re-measuring it. Ribo B'tchum Mehem, Umeat B'tchum, if he's increasing the Tchum, or he is decreasing the Tchum, Shoymin Loi, you listen to him, because he's the expert, even against the Chazoka, even against the Chazoka, af b'tchum shiriba, even if he's increasing the tchum. So if you heard from your grandfather, it's perfectly fine to walk up to here, but you cannot walk any further than the horses. And comes this expert and he says, no worries, you can walk all the way to Ed Street. Yep, you can go there. Also vice versa. If there is an established, you can walk all the way till Bournemouth, and now somebody comes in and says, actually, sorry mate, can't go that far. Then the halacha is you have to listen to the mumche. Whether it's increasing or decreasing, you listen to the expert. Okay, we'll stop over here. Just to recap what we covered this evening. We learned Sif Hei, which is talking about the valleys. We spoke about picture 9. We spoke about picture 11. Yeah. We spoke about picture 12. We spoke about picture 13. We spoke about 14. What's the chiddush of 14, Abba Isai? What is 14 picture 14 teaching us? Oh, very good. If it's too steep, you ignore. You can't. Very good. And then we spoke about picture 18 and 19, which is Sivav. And again, the point is that if there's flat land within 2,000 numbers, you can just go for the flat area to the tchum like this. If the mountain is right across the city, it keeps going and going and going and going and going. Like the Swiss Alps, indeed. Like the Swiss Alps. And then what you've got to do is you have to start going up and down, and you cannot ignore it as in picture 18. We also spoke about the fact that, and you can only rely on somebody as a mumcha, not everybody who can just like start counting, doing the tchum of the city, that doesn't go, you have to have an expert. And finally we learned that if somebody is an expert and he comes and he's going against the chazaka, you still have to listen to him. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, I wish you a very good Shabbos.